Transsexual Requests Euthanasia in Canada Over Pain from Sex Change Surgery. By Kurt Zindelka on July 30, 2023. A post-operation transsexual Canadian has requested that the socialized healthcare system provide an assisted suicide lethal injection in order to end long-term suffering and pain from a surgery to manufacture a neovagina. Lois Cardinal, a self-described sterilized First Nations post-op transsexual, has expressed immense regret over a 2009 surgery to create an imitation vagina out of an inverted penis, saying that euthanasia would be preferable to the constant pain from the novel operation. The aftermath of the surgery often leaves many in pain, with the resulting neovagina effectively being an open wound that needs to be dilated daily to prevent it from closing. Speaking to the Daily Mail, Cardinal said, "I'm in constant discomfort and pain. It's taking this psychological burden on me. If I'm not able to access proper medical care, I don't want to continue to do this." Cardinal applied for Canada's MAID, Medical Assistance in Dying, euthanasia program, however, despite the progressive socialized healthcare system being one of the most liberal in providing assisted suicide, the 35-year-old Alberta resident has initially been rejected. Based on current clinical information and consultations, the patient does not meet current MAID criteria, the doctor wrote. In medical documents released by Cardinal on social media, a doctor wrote that based on current clinical information and consultations, the patient does not meet current MAID criteria. It is believed that the transsexual individual did not qualify for the euthanasia program, which is open to those who are suffering from incurable diseases or disabilities, as there are options to mitigate the pain from the sex change surgery. The case has, according to opponents, demonstrated the pitfalls of not only transgender surgery but of the 2021 liberalization of the euthanasia laws in Canada, which has opened the way for an estimated record of 13,500 state-backed suicides last year, up from 10,064 in 2021. Campaigners have raised concerns that more people like Cardinal will apply for the program rather than the traditionally terminally ill patients. Cardinal argued that euthanasia is the only option left, as the numbing cream prescribed did not ease the pain caused by the surgically constructed vagina. "I'm not getting any better and nor am I experiencing better medical care, or any medical care," Cardinal said. "It's so captured by gender ideologies, that they care more about my pronouns." The post-op transsexual has become an active critic of the radical LGBT ideology and has warned that children and other vulnerable Canadians, including Cardinal's native community, are susceptible to falling prey to a trend that is medicalized. "I do not agree with the current rhetoric of the trans community," Cardinal said. "A lot of the so-called trans hate is fueled by the trans community because we aren't allowed to have honest and tough conversations." This month, researchers from the University of Florida and Brooks Rehabilitation released a study which claimed that 4 out of 5, 81%, of people who have had sex change genital surgery over the past 5 years have experienced long-standing pain following the surgery. They also found that 57% reported finding sexual intercourse a painful experience in the wake of their surgery. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.